Good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Pesachim daf Samach Tes. We left off on daf Samach Chesem Beis. We're about 5-6 lines before the lines get wide on Samach Chesem Beis. Today's share is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. It's also sponsored anonymously by the Nishmas Rabbi Kelmer Zecher Tzadik Levracha. Also sponsored by the Outdoor Minyan in Woodmere, known as the Church Avenue Minyan Le'ili Nishmas, our friends, neighbors, and members, Yuri Sternfeld, Yehuda Aryeh Ben Chaim Tovia Levi, Alav Shalom, and Moshe Schwartz, Moshe Yitzchak, Minyan Shal Yaakov, Alav Shalom, and for Fushlema Tefega Peril Bastava Rivka. It's also sponsored by Shaki Klar, Le'ili Nishmas' mother, Yenti Bas Avram, Allah Shalom's Yard Sadis this week. It's also sponsored by Jerry Gross for his Mechutin Benji Harris, Yerachmiel Binyamin Ben Miriam, who in the Schus of the Dafyomi Shir should be Zocha to Refuah Shalema Bekarov Mamish. And it's also sponsored by Karen and Marky Benson, commemorating the art site of Karen's grandfather, David Isaac Foreman, David Yitzchak Ben Avram Halevi Zichrono Levracha, whose yard site is today on the 16th day of Shavat. We thank all of the sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So again, we're holding six lines before the lines get wider, and we're going to finish up our discussion about Simchas Yom Tov a little bit, and then we're going to get into the details of the back and forth between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yeshua's approach in terms of what Machshirim are Docha Shabbos and what is not Docha Shabbos. The basic topic of today's daf is the issue of Machshirei Pesach being Docha Shabbos. So it's going to begin by discussing the challenges that Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva each have to Rabbi Eliezer's opinion that the preparatory work for the Karban Pesach could even be done on Shabbos. And then the Gemara is going to explain the exchange between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva about Hazza'ah, the sprinkling of the Parah Aduma ashes, and whether that could be done on Shabbos in order to enable somebody to bring a Karban Pesach. There was a whole back and forth, but it wasn't abundantly clear what that back and forth was. The Gemara is then going to talk about what the potential problem would be with doing Hazza'ah anyway, especially if you hold like Rabbi Eliezer that Machshirei Mitzvah are Docha Shabbos. That anything that helps you prepare for a mitzvah can be Docha Shabbos anyway, so what would be the problem with doing Hazza'ah? And then the last bit of Gemara before the Mishnah is going to draw a halachic conclusion in the machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer about Machshirei Pesach, whether those things that help prepare for the Karban Pesach could be done on Shabbos, and we're going to compare that to a similar machlokas we have about Machshirei Mila. So let's begin. Rabbi Yosef B'Yom Adat Sarta, about six lines before the lines get wide. Rabbi Yosef B'Yom Adat Sarta Amar Avdi Li Igla Tilta. I think that's where we left off, if I'm not mistaken. That Rabbi Yosef on Shavuos said that I'm going to make the most delectable meal, an Igla Tilta, which is either an eagle that's third born to its mother, which is considered to be the choicest of all the offspring of that mother, or it means it's one third grown, so its meat is very soft. Amri lo ayomu de kagarim kami Yosef yikah b'shuka, because had it not been for this day of Matan Torah, which elevates me above other people, then how many other Yosefs are there in the shuk? Meaning there would be nothing to distinguish me from other people. Rav Sheshes kaltos in yom in mahadilei talmudei. Every 30 days, Rav Sheshes would chazer over his learning. V'talim kai bi ibra dedasha, and he would stand by the doorpost. V'amar chadoy naf. And he would say that my nefesh is happy, because it's for you, for my nefesh, that I learned so much. Mikra, it's for you that I learned so much Mishnah. So says Gemara, really? That's why? It's for himself? It's for nafshai? The Torah keeps Shemayim Va'aretz going, meaning when a person learns Torah, it's not only for themselves, it's not only for their own selfish reasons, they're doing it to keep the world going. Had it not been for Brisa Yom V'Laila, which means Liman HaTorah, it's called Brisa Yom V'Laila because the Pasuk in Sefer Yehoshua says Lo Yomish Sefer HaTorah Zamipicha V'Gisabo Yom V'Laila. So that's the Bris of Yom V'Laila. It's what you're supposed to be learning. Yom V'Laila, the whole world wouldn't exist. So how could he say he's only doing it for himself? So says Gemara Meikara Kiyavid Inish Adaita Dinavshe Kavid. That's the ramification of learning Torah, is that you keep the world going. But that's not why a person learns Torah. A person learns Torah for themselves, to fulfill the mitzvah, their personal mitzvah, v'gisa b'yom v'layla. It happens to be, by so doing, they're also keeping the world going. That's why I think in the Voloshiner Yeshiva they had a practice that there were people learning 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to make sure, because that was living with the principle that the Torah is keeping the world going, so they wanted to make sure that at every single moment of every single day that there is somebody learning Torah. Amar Avashi. So now we go back to the technical halachic discussion relating to Machshir being Docha Shabbos. So Rabbi Lezer had said that if the Torah allows Malacha on Shabbos in order to allow you to bring a Korban, so of course the Torah should allow that which is only Yasser Mitarabbanan on Shabbos. Am Ravashi, might come Rabbi Eliezer Nami, even according to Rabbi Eliezer's argument that Yom Tov Rishus, where he argues that having a meal in Yom Tov is not really a mitzvah, it's only Rishus, because remember Rabbi Eliezer is one that said that if you have two psukim, one that says Lachem and one that says Lashem, the Torah is not telling you that you must eat on Yom Tov, the Torah is telling you that you have options, and one of your options is to be Kulo Lashem. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, that the whole idea of Sudas Yom Tov is only a Rishus, and therefore you cannot prove from there that you're not allowed to do an Issur D'Rabbanan for a mitzvah's sake, just because you're not allowed to do an Issur D'Rabbanan for Sudas Yom Tov, that's because Sudas Yom Tov itself is not really a mitzvah. Well, Islay Pircha, we can make a taina on him based on the Kal V'Chomer. Umay Yom Tov Shitur Bo Malacha Shol Rishus for Sudas Yom Tov, which according to Rabbi Eliezer is not such a big deal, it's not a mitzvah, but still we allow a Malacha Shol Rishus in order to eat on Yom Tov. You're allowed to do Malacha Savochal Nefesh Lo Hitir Shvus She'ima, and yet even though we're allowing Malacha, we're not going to allow the Yisurim D'Rabbanan that are Machshirim of the Suda. So Shabbos Lo Hitir Ba El Malacha Shol Mitzvah. So on Shabbos, which is more chamor, where we only allow a malacha because it's for the sake of a mitzvah, Eino Din Shlo Tatir Shvul Sheima. So all the more so, we should not be matir the Yisurim Drabbanan that are necessary in order to do that mitzvah. Rabbi Eliezer Shvus Mitzvah Adiflay, and Rabbi Eliezer would simply respond that a shvus that's done for the sake of a mitzvah is greater than the shvus that's done for the sake of a rishus. So on Yom Tov, even though they allow malacha for the sake of Simchas Achag, they didn't allow an Issur D'Rabbanan for the sake of Simchas Achag, because Simchas Achag is only Rishus. So, however, by Shabbos, we're doing malacha for the tzorech of the mitzvah of Karban Pesach is allowed, so we allow even a shvus. The Chachamim will allow even a shvus for the tzorech of the mitzvah of a Karban Pesach. So Tanya, Amar Rabbi Eliezer. So now digging deeper in this discussion with Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva. So Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Umali im dachu machshiri mitzvah shalachar shchitas haShabbos, this avdle mitzvah lo yidchu machshiri mitzvah shalafnei shchitas haShabbos. That why should there be a difference between different machshiri mitzvah that are necessary for Karban Pesach? If we're going to allow machshiri mitzvah that relate to the shchita of the Karban Pesach after the shchita of the Karban Pesach, when the mitzvah is already done, so why shouldn't we allow those machshiri mitzvah that are done before the Karban Pesach? Meaning the michoy krevav, which we discussed, what that means, two different possibilities, that's for sure allowed, right? You're allowed, and that's after the shchita, to either scrape off the grime of the intestines or to poke a hole in it, to empty out the disgusting stuff that's inside, that's for sure allowed. And that's after the Karban Pesach is brought. So why shouldn't we allow those machshiri mitzvah prior to the shchita of the Karban Pesach, like cutting off the warts and carrying the carbon and bringing it from outside the tchum? Why shouldn't those be allowed? So Rabbi Akiva, Mali yimdach machshiri mitzvah shalachar shchitas Shabbos shaydach so shchitas Shabbos, Tomer yidch machshiri mitzvah shalatnei shchitas Shabbos lo dach so shchitas Shabbos. He says, well, it doesn't make sense. It makes sense to distinguish between them. When shchita has already been docha Shabbos, we've already said that Shabbos has been set aside for the sake of this carbon, and therefore the machshirim that follow can continue to set Shabbos aside for the sake of this karban. But the machshiri mitzvah that are prior to the shchita, we have not yet set Shabbos aside for the sake of this karban. So we're not going to start doing that through machshirim. The only thing that can start that process is the actual mitzvah itself, the actual hakrava of the karban itself. Dovar Acher, another taina that Rabbi Kiva had to Rabbi Eliezer, is that we should not allow a shvus prior to the shchita of the carbon, because what's going to be if you allow yourself to be mechal Shabbos for preparatory work on the carbon Pesach, and then you shech the carbon Pesach and it turns out that it's a trefa, it turns out you mess up the shchita, it's a nevela, it turns out that the carbon isn't kosher, so then all of that chil Shabbos was for nothing. So says Rabbi Eliezer back, well, ihachi mishchat nami lo nishchat, If that's the case, then you shouldn't shecht your Korban Pesach either, because after all, it might be possible, then it will turn out that you're being Mechal Shabbos Mafreya. Elaha Amalei Bereisha Uparche Vahada Amalei Hach Demaliyim Dachu. So it must be that of these two Tainas that Rabbi Akiva brought to Rabbi Eliezer, the second one was what he said first. Rabbi Eliezer had a good answer and rejected it, meaning Rabbi Akiva came to Rabbi Eliezer and he said, the reason why you can't allow Machshirim before the Korban Pesach, because the Korban Pesach might be found to be possible, and then it's going to be a waste, it will turn out you're Mechal Shabbos for nothing. Rabbi Eliezer then responded that that doesn't make any sense, because then you shouldn't be allowed to shecht your Korban Pesach either, because it still might be possible, and it will turn out that you shechted the Korban Pesach for nothing. And that's when Rabbi Akiva came back with what we had said first, that there's a difference between the Machshirim prior to the Korban and the Machshirim after the Korban, because the Machshirim after the Korban come after Shabbos has already been set aside for the sake of this Korban. The Machshirim prior to the Korban come before Shabbos has been set aside for the sake of this Korban. So that was how the conversation went between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer. Then the Mishnah went on to say that Heshev Rabbi Akiva va'amar haza'a tochiach. That Rabbi Akiva tried to prove something from haza'a, from the sprinkling of the mechatas, in order to be mitar the person. That after all, it's a mitzvah, but it's only an isur dra, it's for the sake of a mitzvah, it's an isur drabanan, and you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos. And therefore, all other makshire mitzvah should not be able to be done on Shabbos. Even though it's for the sake of a mitzvah, you should not allow isurim drabanan, like carrying the animal from outside the tchum, like carrying it, like bringing it from outside the tchum, like cutting off its warts. That was the taina that Rabbi Akiva had. If we're not going to allow haza'a, which only involves nisud rabbanan, for the sake of the mitzvah of the korban, you shouldn't allow all of these activities of bringing from outside the tchum and carrying and cutting off the warts, even for the sake of the mitzvah of the korban. So Rabbi Eliezer's response in the Mishnah was, Aleha anidan. I don't agree with your premise. I would say that if shechita, which is a malacha, can be docha Shabbos, then you can do haza'a on Shabbos. I have no problem with doing haza'a on Shabbos. You're coming and telling me, oh, we shouldn't be allowed to do all of these other activities, because after all, we don't even allow haza'a. I disagree with that premise. I think we do allow haza'a. So Rabbi Akiva said, well, maybe not. Maybe we should say, if haza'a is not docha Shabbos, so shechita, which is a malacha, should also not be docha Shabbos. And Rabbi Eliezer said back that, what? Shechita shouldn't be docha Shabbos? That's against the Torah. The Torah says, b'moado. Of course shechita is docha Shabbos. So now the Gemara brings the continuation of that conversation between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva. So Tanya, Amar lo Rabbi Eliezer, Akiva, b'shechita yishavtani, b'shechita attain misaso, very harsh words. You're trying to tell me that we shouldn't do shechita of the Korban Pesach on Shabbos? You should die with shechita, meaning an unnatural death by the hands of humans. People should kill you, as opposed to dying a natural death through illness or something like that. And this klala obviously happened, because we know that the Romans took Rabbi Akiva and killed him with the Misa Mishuna. We learned about that in Maseches Brachos. So Rabbi Akiva was killed in the most horrific of ways. So this klala was mekuyim. That's what the Gemara says, that a klala, even a kilas hedyot al te kalabei necha, person has to take seriously. So a klala has to be taken very seriously. We assume bris krusel l'sfasayim, that when people speak, words really matter and they really make an impact in the world. So this klala was said, and it has to be taken very seriously. Rav Maisha has a tshuva where Rav Maisha suggests that the issur to be mekalel somebody else is not out of a concern that it's going to be mekuyam, because if you have no right to be mekalel somebody, then why would Hashem ever listen to that? Meaning, why would Hashem ever allow that to be mekuyam? He said the issur is only to be mevaza another person. That's why you're not allowed to be mekalel another person. This is to be mekalel yourself, that's an issur of bris krusel l'sfasayim. So Rav Maisha's mechalek that if a person had a halachic heter to be mekalel somebody, so then we're concerned that it's actually going to happen. But meaning, if there's no violation of a direct issur, but if a person was just stam doing something usur and speaking inappropriately towards somebody else, that's what Rav Maisha suggests in the tshuva, that maybe that there's no concern that it's actually going to be mekuyam. So anyway. Okay, so the Gemara says that Rabbi Eliezer was so upset. Rabbi Akiva, how can you tell me that the shechita is going to be asur? B'shechita tei misaso. So lo, Rabbi, al tach bireni b'shas hadin, kach mekublani mimcha, hazo shvosi, vein adochas haShabbos. So Rabbi Akiva shoots right back to Rabbi Eliezer, you're the one that told me that hazaa is not docha Shabbos. So when I made the argument that if we're not allowed to do hazaa on Shabbos for the sake of the Karban Pesach, we shouldn't be allowed to do all of these other machshirim of carrying it and bringing it from outside the tchum and cutting off its warts, and you respond to me that aleh ani dan, that I think hazaa is mutter, how could you say that? You're the one that taught me that hazaa is aser, that you're not allowed to sprinkle the ashes of the paraduma on Pesach. So my time of Kahadar Bay. So that's a very strong question, Rabbi Eliezer. If Rabbi Eliezer was in fact the one who taught Rabbi Akiva that Hazaa cannot be done on Shabbos, why now is he changing his tune? So Amrula, Rabbi Eliezer ki agamre Hazaa de truma agamre. No, when Rabbi Eliezer said that you're not allowed to do Hazaa on Shabbos, he was talking about doing the Hazaa in order to allow a Kohen to eat truma, not for Karban Pesach. De truma gufa lo dachya Shabbos. You're not even allowed to be mafresh truma on Shabbos, so why would we allow hazaa to enable truma on Shabbos? Rabbi Akiva nami ki usfei hazaa de truma usfei. And when Rabbi Akiva was challenging Rabbi Eliezer, he was really challenging him from the hazaa of truma. She mitzvah, because eating truma is a mitzvah. V'imishum shvus, doing the hazaa is only an iser derabanan. And therefore Rabbi Akiva was saying, look, if you're not allowed to do this iser derabanan for the sake of a mitzvah of truma, then you shouldn't be allowed to carry the Karban Pesach, bring it from outside the tchum, cut off its warts, all of these different Yisurim Drabbanan for the sake of a mitzvah. But who suffer? But Rabbi Eliezer thought, Hazaa de Pesach, the fact that you do Hazaa de Pesach, that's what Rabbi Akiva was challenging him from. And that's why he says, you know, with your argument, I disagree, because I think the Hazaa is, I disagree with the premise. I think the Hazaa is Docha Shabbos. So Rabbi Eliezer wasn't really changing his mind. Rabbi Eliezer said Hazaa is not Docha Shabbos, he meant for Truma. Rabbi Akiva says, yes, I understand that you mean for truma, but based on that, I would think you would asur all these other things, all these other Yisurim Drabbanan for the sake of the Karban Pesach. And then Rabbi Eliezer responds that I think Hazaa is mutter, but when he said that, he was talking about Hazaa for Karban Pesach. So Masav Rabba, so Rabba asks on this understanding of the back and forth between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer, this big misunderstanding where they were talking past each other the whole time. Heishiv Rabbi Akiva Amar Hazaa. Rabbi Akiva responded to Rabbi Eliezer that you can't say the Kal V'chomer that you said based on the Hazaa of Tamei Meis. Shechal Shvi'i Shalo Lios B'Shabbos V'Erev Pesach. If the seventh day of his Tumah is Erev Pesach Shechal Lios B'Shabbos, Shehi Mitzvah, where the Hazaa is for the sake of a mitzvah so that he can bring his Karban Pesach, V'Him Yishum Shvos, and doing a Hazaa is only an Issur D'Rabbanan, V'Ein Adoch Es HaShabbos. And you're not allowed to do that Hazaa on Shabbos. So you see that when Rabbi Akiva challenged Rabbi Eliezer, it was not from Hazaa of Truma, it was from Hazaa of Karban Pesach. Elavade Hazaa de Pesach Hagamrei. It must be that Rabbi Eliezer taught Rabbi Akiva that Hazaa of Pesach is not Docha Shabbos. So v'chimiachad Hagamrei, my time of Kaparachle. So now we're back to our original question that if he really taught him that the Hazaa of Pesach is not Docha Shabbos, my time of Kaparachle, Rabbi Eliezer. Why does Rabbi Eliezer now change his mind? So Rabbi Eliezer Gamrei is Akerle. What happened was that Rabbi Eliezer had forgotten what he had said. Rabbi Akiva la'ad kure gamrei, and Rabbi Akiva was trying to get him to remember that which he had forgotten. So he said that we could learn a kal v'chomer from hazaa to shechita in order that Rabbi Eliezer should realize that what he had said about the hazaa, that hazaa's Pesach is not docha Shabbos. So v'nemulei behedya. So why doesn't Rabbi Akiva just say it straight out to Rabbi Eliezer? Look, you forgot what you said. So sabar lavo rechara. He said that's not derech eretz, that a talmud should tell his Rebbe that he forgot his learning, so that's going to be embarrassing to the Rebbe. So he says it in this roundabout way by making this ridiculous kal v'chomer that's going to yield a conclusion that Karban Pesach is not allowed to be shechted on Shabbos, which is against the pasuk. So he says that so that to get Rabbi Eliezer thinking that wait a second, what's the premise of this kal v'chomer? Do I really say, what do I really hold about hazaa? What did I say originally about hazaa? And then hopefully he'll change his mind. So that's the the idea that it's that it's not proper. That's what Rabbeinu Chananel writes, that it's not the derech of a Talmud Chacham to tell his Rebbe shachachtu mashin madtosi, that you forgot that which you taught me. That's what the Gemara in Avodah Zarah and Daf Mem Vav Beis says something similar, that it's not derech eretz to tell your Rebbe that he had forgotten, because he's going to be embarrassed that he forgot the learning. We do find a lot of places in Shas where Rav Yosef forgot his learning and Abaye was constantly reminding him of his learning. So you have to say inside, and he didn't say it in a roundabout way. He said straight out to him that you told me this or that. So it sounds that it happened so many times in Shas that was the relationship, meaning that Rav Yosef had asked for that to be reminded and to be because he knew that he was ill and he was old and he was not remembering things. So he needed Abaye to sort of be there to catch him. But Stam, in a person Bekol Kocha, when the Rebbe is still with his strength and he's still with his memory, to tell him that you forgot something, that would be an inappropriate way to speak, so you speak in a more roundabout way. So says Gemara now, V'azah my time alo dach yashabis. Why is it that Azah is not dach yashabis? What's the big deal about doing Azah? Michti, tiltul bi'almahu. All it is an isr tiltul. What does that mean, it's an isr tiltul? So different shitos in Rishonim. Rashi on the Mishnah says it means that it's a tikkun mana, you're being masak in the person. So it's a tikkun of the Adam. Why do we call that isr tiltul? That tiltul is just a shorthand way of saying it's an isr drabanan. That it's Nisr Drabban, that you're being Masakin the person. However, Tosos and Masakha Sukkah says, no, Tiltul means Muksa. That all it is when you're doing Azad, it's not a Kli, it's not a food, so it's an item that's therefore Muksa. So all the violation is a violation of Muksa. It's a very minor violation considering the benefit that it's going to provide. It's going to provide a person with the ability to have Karban Pesach, which is the Kares. So considering the it's a low level Nisr Drabbanan. So Titchi Shabbos Mishum Pesach. Why shouldn't we be allowed to do it in order to allow the Hakrav of the Karm Pesach? So Rabbi Gzeira Shami Yitlena V'Avirena Abramus Purushas Ram. The concern is that you might come to violate Nisidar Raisa, that you're going to take this Mechata, so you're going to walk with it for Amos in Rishas Rabin. Or the Rabbi Lazar Na'abrei Daham Rabbi Lazar Machshiri Mitzvah Dach Neshabbos. And according to Rabbi Lazar, big deal. So you'll walk with it for Amos in Rishas Rabin. Anything that's Machshiri Mitzvah are going to be Dach Neshabbos anyway, even if it's a real Malacha Gemura. So this Hazah is Machshiri Mitzvah of the Karm Pesach. So you should be allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to carry Dalet Amos in a Rishos Rabbim. So Amri, Hani Mili, Heichad Degavar Guf Echazi. No, when does Rabbi Eliezer say that Machshire Mitzvah Docha Shabbos? That's when the person is ready to be Mekayim the Mitzvah. That he's Ra'ui right now in his current state to be Mekayim the Mitzvah. Because therefore, V'rami Chiyuvei Alei, he's considered a Mechuyiv B'davar in the Mitzvah. So once he's a Mechuyiv B'davar in the Mitzvah, we're going to allow him to do the Machshirim that will enable him to do the mitzvah. But when the person is tamei, so he can't bring the Karban Pesach, he's not chayiv in Karban Pesach because he's tamei. So we're not going to allow makshirim to be metaher him. We're not going to allow isurim derabanan that are makshirim to be metaher him, because as of right now he's tamei, and therefore as of right now he's not chayiv in the mitzvah. So I'm a rabbi, ledivrei Rabbi Elazar, if that's true, according to Rabbi Elazar, that anyone right now is not ready for the mitzvah is called eno mechuyiv bedavar, we consider him to not be chayiv. Katan bari mecham lecham lavroso v'lemola b'shabbos. If you have a healthy baby, you'd be allowed to warm up water to give him a bris mila on Shabbos. Dachazile, because a healthy baby is roy for a bris mila. But a katan chola in mecham lecham lavroso v'lemola dachalochazile. But if you have a katan that's a chola that in his current state is not ready for a mila, you should not be able to warm up water to bathe him, to prepare him for the mila, so that he will be ready. Because after all, right now he's not chazi. So Rava says, wait. I didn't even understand that sentence. Rava says, vi barihu. So first half of that sentence, a healthy baby, you shouldn't be able to warm up water for it. If he's healthy, what does he need warm water for? Meaning, what's the whole discussion about if he's healthy? Ella amarava. No, what Rava means, Rava says, what we really mean to say is Hakol Cholenei Netzal Mila. Every baby is considered a chola when it comes to Mila, and everyone needs to be bathed. So Echad Katan Bari VeEchad Katan Chola Ein Mechaben Lochama Lavrosu L'Molad B'Shabbos To Lochazi. If the baby needs a warm bath prior to the Mila in order to be ready for the Mila, so before that warm bath, we should say, according to Rabbi Lez's own logic, he's an Einu Mechuyev B'Davar, because he can't have a Mila right now because he hasn't had his warm bath. So therefore, we should never be able to warm up the water in order to bathe the baby, in order to prepare him for the Mila, because right now he's Neinu Mechuyev B'Davar. So Eisvei Abayis, Abayi asks on that which we explained, Shitas Rabbi Lezer, that when a person is not ra'oi to be Mekayim the Mitzvah, we consider him to be Neinu Mechuyev B'Davar, and therefore we don't allow the Machshirim. So Abayi challenges, Arel Shalomal Anoshkares. That if you have an Arel who never got a bris mila, and now it's Erev Pesach, and he hasn't, if he doesn't bring his carbon Pesach, he's Chayiv Kares. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says he's Chayiv Kares. But why? Why would he be Chayiv Kares? Meaning not Chayiv Kares for lack of mila. It's confusing because there are only two mitzvahs asay for which you're Chayiv Kares, and over here they coincide, right? Mila and carbon Pesach. So if you have an Arel who didn't get a bris mila, and therefore didn't bring a carbon Pesach, he's Chayiv Kares for not bringing the carbon Pesach. But wait a second, Rabbi Lezer, your own logic, that if the guy right now is not ra'i for the mitzvah, he's not mechuyev in the mitzvah, and if he's not mechuyev in the mitzvah, he shouldn't get punished for the mitzvah. So he should not be anoshkares. So it sounds like he really is mechuyev in the mitzvah, and that's why he's anoshkares. So maybe this logic of why Rabbi Lezer thinks that Hazza'ah should not be allowed for the Tamei person to do in order to allow to bring his Karban Pesach, because after all, right now he's not Mechuyev B'davar. Maybe that's not really true. Maybe even if you're not Ra'ui right now, you're still considered a Mechuyev B'davar. So I'm a rabbi, Kasav Reb Lezer, Ein Shochtin V'Zorkin, Al Tamei Sheretz. No, you can't compare Hazza'ah, which is not Tocha Shabbos, because right now the person's not Ra'ui for Karban Pesach, to Mila, where the RL has to be Mal himself so that he could bring his Karban Pesach. Because Reb Lezer holds, we do not do a Shechita of the Karban Pesach or a Zrika of the Karban Pesach for someone who's Tamei Sheretz. He's got to go to the mikveh first. And if he doesn't go to the mikveh, then he's going to have to bring Pesach Sheni. He could go to the mikveh right up until the Zman of the Achila of the Karban Pesach that evening, and we don't shech the Karban Pesach for Tamei Meis, whose seventh day of Tahara is on Erev Pesach, until he goes to the mikveh, even though there's a process you could do to make him tar in time for that evening. But still, if he doesn't go through that process, if he doesn't go through that tevila, he's not going to be, he's going to be nidcha to Pesach Sheni. V'kol she'ilu b'yachid nidcha b'tzibur avdi b'tumah. And any time a yachid would be able to be pushed off to Pesach Sheni, if an entire tzibur was in that same position that the yachid would be pushed to Pesach Sheni for, then they can do the Karban Pesach b'tumah and Pesach Rishon. They don't have to be mitire themselves. V'kol milsa di'isa b'tzibur. And another klal that we have, any chiyuv that the tzibur has, that the tzibur has to do in order to prepare themselves for Karban Pesach, Isa b'yachid. A yachid also has to do v'kol milsa d'lesa b'tzibur, but the flip side is, any time we would not be mechayiv the tzibur to do something, lesa b'yachid. We wouldn't be mechayiv the yachid to do it in order to prepare himself for the Karban Pesach. Because the Karban Pesach is again this fusion of a carbon of a yachid and a tzibur. So we relate the yachid and the tzibur, and the lines get blurred between the yachid and the tzibur. And therefore, arelus di kuli tzibur arelim nin ramin lukumu malin av shaychu v'avidi pischa. If let's say the whole tzibur were arelim, what would we tell them to do in Erev Pesach? We would tell them to get the moalim busy working the whole day so that these people won't be arelim anymore. So yachid nami. Therefore, if you have a yachid who happens to be an arel, ramin lukum mahol v'avid pischa, we'd say, go get yourself a bris mila so that you can bring Karban Pesach. And if he doesn't, he's Chayiv Kares. And that's what Rabbi Eliezer had said, that if a person doesn't have a bris mila, he's Chayiv Kares for not bringing Karban Pesach, because he should have gotten himself a bris mila. But Tuma, when it comes to Tumas Meis, even if it's on the seventh day and it's ready, he's ready for Azah, he's ready for the Tara process, if the old Tzibur were in that position, we would say, okay, you can bring the Karban Betuma. We would not require them to be Matar themselves. Elavdi Betuma, Yachana. So Yachid also does not have to go through that process, and therefore he is not considered Mechuyev B'davar in the Karban Pesach if he's Tamei, even though he could simply do Hazah, and therefore the Hazah is not going to be Docha Shabbos. Armalei Rufuna Breid Rav Yishua L'Rava Vare Pesach Sheini D'Lei Se B'Tzibur. Wait, is this Klal that Kol Milsa D'Lesa B'Tzibur L'Lesa B'Yachid really true? Anytime a Tzibur wouldn't have to go through a procedure to ready themselves, a Yachid would not have to go through that same thing? But what about Pesach Sheni, delay say b'tzibur. Tzibur can't bring Pesach Sheni, right? Pesach Sheni is only for Yechidim. V'isei b'yachid. But I thought every din of Karban Pesach that the Tzibur is not mechuyevin, the Yachid is not mechuyevin. So if a Tzibur doesn't have to bring Pesach Sheni, I should say a Yachid doesn't have to bring Pesach Sheni. I'm like, Shaini Yasim David Tzibur Barishon. He says, no, you're viewing Pesach Sheni all wrong. Pesach Sheni is not an independent mitzvah. Pesach Sheni is the continuation of Pesach Rishon. Pesach Sheni is there for those who haven't been able to bring Pesach Rishon. Guess what? If you have a tzibur that's tamei, they should have done Pesach Rishon. So they did do the mitzvah in Pesach Rishon, and that's why they're not eligible for Pesach Sheni. The Yachid, who is not eligible to bring Betumah on Pesach Rishon, so he brings on Pesach Sheni. So now the Gemara asks another challenge to this klal that we said within the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer. So Meisvei, they ask as follows, Yachalo Yeyanosh Kares, you might think that a person who doesn't bring Karban Pesach is not Chayiv Kares, Elisha Yatar Vishlai B'derek Rechoka, unless he was Tahar, or he was not far away at the time of the Akrav of the Karban, but Aral V'tamei Sheretz, V'shar Kalatameim. If you have a person who did not have a Mila, or he was Tamei Sheretz, or he was Tamei for any other reason, where he could have done something about it to allow himself to eat the Karban Pesach. If he was Nora, he could have gotten a Mila. If he was a Tami Sharitz, he could have gone to the Mikvah. He would have been Tar. Minayin, how do I know that they're also Chayiv Kares when they don't do what they can in order to prepare themselves? Talmud Lomar, that's why the Pasuk says, Va'ish. Pasuk says, Va'ish asher hu Tar, u'bederech lo'aya, v'chad alasas Pesach, v'nichsa nefesh yimei emeha. That if an individual was Tar and was not traveling on the road somewhere, was not far away, he's Chayiv Kares for not bringing the Karban Pesach. Pasuk could have said Hatar. Why does it say Va'ish? So from the extra Va'ish, we're marbe that anyone who could fix himself in time is included, even though they didn't do anything to fix themselves. So midikama hadra tamei sheretz. From the fact that the Tana is learning to the riboy from tamei sheretz, learning from the riboy the status of tamei sheretz, kasavar ein shochtin v'zorkin al tamei sheretz. You see that the Tana holds that we don't do Shechita Zrika for someone who's Tamei Sheretz. The Shochtin V'Zorkin al Tamei Sheretz, Tamei L'Adurele. Because if you would do Shechita Zrika for a Tamei Sheretz, why do we have to learn from the Riboy? Hainu Tar, meaning he's the same as a Tar person, because we would allow him to bring a Karban Pesach on his behalf. He'd send a Shliach who would bring the Karban Pesach for him on Erev Pesach, and that evening he would be Matar himself and he would eat it. Salma Alfagav Delochazi, so you see that even though he's not rotly to be Makrav the Karban Pesach in his current state, while he's still Tamei, Ram Yechiyuv Alei, but he's still considered a Mechiyuv B'davar in the Karban Pesach. Avul Gav Delesei B'Tzibur, even though it's not something that a Tzibur would have to do, the Tzibur that's Tamei, even Besheretz would not have to be Metaren themselves, Isei B'Yachid, but a Yachid would have to pull himself together and make himself Tahar and go and eat the Karban Pesach that night. So the Kasha comes back. Why does Rebbe Lezer say that Azah is not Tocha Shabbos? If the whole argument that Rebbe Lezer had that Azah is not Tocha Shabbos is because he's not Mechiyuv B'davar, he's not Mechuyev to bring a carbon. It's not true. He is Mechuyev B'davar. Apparently, he has to be Metayer himself. Ella Amar Rava, so rather Rava says to be Miyashiv, the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer, Kasavar Rabbi Eliezer, Shochtin V'Zorkin Al Tamei Sheretz, that we are Shochet and Zorik for someone who's Tamei Sheretz, V'Adin L'Tamei Meis B'Shvi'i Shalom. And we would do the Shechita and the Zrika for Karban Pesach for a Tamei Meis on the seventh day of his Tumah, even before he was Metayer himself, before he got any Hazah, any Tvila, and therefore, Hazah Lamai, why do we, what does he need the Hazah for? Karban Pesach is going to be brought for him anyway. Meaning, if we're Shochtin V'Zorkin for some who's Tameh without the Hazah, so what's the purpose of the Hazah? La'achila. It's just to allow him to eat the Karban Pesach. He'll be Yotzei in the mitzvah of Hakravas Karban Pesach because a Shliach will bring it for him. The only reason we're doing Hazah is to enable him to eat the Karban Pesach. Well, Achilas Pesachim la Ma'akva. The Achila of the Karban Pesach is not Ma'akev, the mitzvah of Hakravas. He could still be Yotze, the mitzvah of Akrava, without eating it. So it's not so important that he be Mitar himself. He's already Yotze, the mitzvah of Akrava's Karban Pesach. And therefore, there's no reason to allow him to do the Azah on Erev Pesach, Shechal B'Shabbos, just so that he could eat the Karban Pesach. He could still be Yotze without eating the Karban Pesach. So Amle Ravada Barabba L'Rava, Imke Nimsa Pesach Nishchat, Shalal Yochlev. Wait, you're not allowed to shech the Karban Pesach for someone who can't eat it. If this guy right now is Tameh, and he needs Azah in order to be Matar himself, how can you say that it's no problem that he doesn't do the Azah because it doesn't matter that he doesn't eat the Karban Pesach? Right now he's not a Bar Achila, you're not allowed to eat. for, you're not allowed to shech the korban pesach for people who are lowly ochla, for people who are old or sick or unable to eat. So Rava said, no, shlowly ochla v'lechal l'zakin d'lochazi. Shlowly ochla means people who are physically unable to eat. But this guy who's tameh is able to eat the Karban Pesach. All he's got to do is be mitar himself. But he just didn't go through that tikkun to make himself able to eat. So it's not a violation of Shaloli Ochlov. He is considered Ochlov, even though practically he's not going to be able to eat. So the Shechit of the Karban Pesach is done Li Ochlov. He's not going to be able to eat. You're right, he's not going to be able to eat because we're not allowing him to do the Azah, because the eating is not so critical. The eating is not so critical because you could be Yotze, the mitzvah of Hakrovas Karban Pesach, even without the achila. Now we say that it's not ma'akiv. It's not ma'akiv the mitzvah sakrava, but mitzvah it is ma'akiv the mitzvah sakhila. Obviously, there's a separate mitzvah of achila of the Karban Pesach that he's not going to be able to do. But for that, we're not going to allow the hazaa on Shabbos. And then we said in the Mishnah klal of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said a klal that any malacha that you could have done before Shabbos, you cannot wait and do on Shabbos. The reason you're allowed to do shechita on Shabbos is because there's no way to do the shechita of the Karban Pesach before Shabbos. The shechita is only kosher on Erev Pesach. If Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, that's the only potential day for you to do the shechita. So Amar V'Dam Rav, halacha Rabbi Akiva. We paskin like Rabbi Akiva that all other machshirim of the Karban Pesach may not be done on Shabbos. Utsna nami gabe mila ki agavnin. You have such a similar discussion in Perek Rabbi Lezer de Mila in Masechta Shabbos that klalam Rabbi Akiva kom lach. Any malacha that you could have done before Shabbos is not going to be docha Shabbos for mila. So mila sheyev shalasos be'erev Shabbos, but the actual mila itself, which you cannot do before Shabbos, Dochas Shabbos, that will be Dochas Shabbos. The meal itself is going to be Dochas Shabbos. So Rabbi Damarav, halacha, Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Damarav says, yes, we pass on like Rabbi Akiva over there as well. Why do I need to pass on like Rabbi Akiva in both Karban Pesach and by meal? It's the same basic idea that the mitzvah itself, which cannot be done before Shabbos, you're allowed to do on Shabbos, but that which could have been done before Shabbos, you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. It's Richa. We need to be told both Piskei Halacha. Diyash min Pesach, Hasam, who demakshire mitzvah, lo dochu Shabbos. I would say Pesach is not as serious as Mila, it's not as chamor as Mila, because you don't have Yud Gimel Brisos about Karban Pesach. I might think that even if Machshire Pesach are not Docha Shabbos, but Machshire Mila are more important and should be Docha Shabbos. V'yashmina Mila, and if you only would have told me that Machshire Mila are Docha Shabbos, I would say Hasamud the Machshire are not Docha Shabbos, I would say Hasamud the Machshire Mitzvah lo Docha Shabbos. That's because Machshire Mitzvah that you could have done an Erev Shabbos, not going to be Docha Shabbos, the Lekha Kares, because there's no Chi of Kares for the Mila. Ava Pesach, Dika Kares, a Melitchi, but Pesach, where there's a Chi of Kares, it should be Docha Shabbos. What, Mila? There's no Chi of Kares? There's no Chi of Kares on the father not doing the Mila on his child. That was the context of the conversation. It was a baby that needed a Mila on Shabbos. The Chi of Kares for Mila, yeah, there's a Chi of Kares on Mila, but that's only on the baby himself. That's only, not the baby, the person himself. When he becomes an adult and he doesn't have a mila, that's where there's a chi of kares. So since there's no chi of kares on a baby's failure on the father's failure to give his baby a bris mila, I might think that the machshirim should not be docha, because in that sense mila is less important than Karban Pesach. Tzricha, that's why I need to be told that we paskin in both cases like Rabbi Akiva against Rabbi Eliezer. Tosos raises the question, what do you mean paskin like Rabbi Akiva against Rabbi Eliezer? The Gemara tells us in a number of places, including in Sanhedrin Daf Nun Aleph, that when we paskin things that are not nogea l'maisa bizman hazeh, that are only nogea la'asalava, Rav Yosef always raises the question, Hilchus al Mashiacha, what are you telling me halacha? This isn't nogea for our times, it's only halacha that's nogea for the times of Mashiach. So Tosus gives one answer. Tosus suggests, and their first answer, that Rav Yosef is the one that holds Hilchus al Mashiacha. Other Amoraim disagree, and they think that we do paskin Hilchus al Mashiacha, we do paskin matters of halacha that are not relevant bizman hazeh, that are only relevant in Yemos HaMashiach. It seems that that's also Machlokas Rishonim, because the Rif and the Torah, the Shulchan Aruch, do not paskin issues that are only Nogea bizman habayis, whereas the Rambam paskins everything. He paskins even those issues that are Nogea bizman habayis. That's why some thought, I think the Radzina Rebbe writes in the Sefer, that when it comes to Tcheles, you know, which Shita should we paskin, like about how many strings and about all the details. So I think, if I'm not mistaken, maybe I'm wrong about this, but I think the Radzina Rebbe writes, or someone writes, writes that the Rambam is the one that we should paskin like, because the Rambam is the one that paskins la'asin types of halacha. The Rambam is the one that was yored to omko shel halacha on even things that were not nogei lemaisa in his time. So he's like the Mor da'asra of such halachas. An interesting argument to make. But Tosis then writes in the name of Rabbeinu Chaim Cohen that we don't say chasam mashicha unless it's a matter of avera, meaning when it's someone doing an avera, we have some question about pigul or nosa or something like that, that's where we employ hilchas l'mashicha. But if it's a matter of something that's totally appropriate, that there's nothing wrong with, it's just a matter that's not relevant yet, then we don't come with the argument of hilchas l'mashicha. Meaning hilchas l'mashicha is that it's not relevant for two reasons. That first of all, it's not relevant yet, and second of all, even when it will be relevant, who's going to violate these averus? No one's going to ever want to violate these averus. It's going to be so uncommon even when it will be relevant. That's how Rabbeinu Chaim Cohen explains hilchas. But over here, we're talking about how to do a mitzvah properly. We're talking about what happens in Erev Pesach, Chazal, and Shabbos. That wouldn't fall under the category of Hilchsel Mashicha. We also happen to mention over here the Chiv of Kares by Bris Mila, and that the father is not Chayiv Kares. It's important to always remind ourselves there is a fundamental Machlokas Rishonim about the Chiv Kares for Bris Mila. The Rambam in the first paragraph of Hilchsel Mila writes that someone who did not get a Mila as a child is not Chayiv Kares as soon as he becomes a bar mitzvah without a Mila. It's only if he dies while still in Arel b'mezid, that he Dafka never went and got himself a Mila, and he dies in that state, only then is he Chayiv Kares. The Ravid disagrees, and the Ravid says every moment he's walking around and he's not, and he doesn't have a Mila, even if he's not dead yet, he's Chayiv Kares for being in Arel. So Minchas Chinuch writes that the Nafkamina between the Rambam and the Ravid is how do you do tshuva for it? Let's say a person at the age of 25, he decides I want to do tshuva, I want to get myself a Bris Mila. So according to the Rambam, he only violated a mitzvah sasei. So you do tshuva, the halacha is you get a kapara right there on the spot. As soon as you do tshuva, eino zoz misham ad shemochlum lo. Whereas according to the Ravid, it's a chiv kares. So if it's a chiv kares, then he needs Yom HaKippur to be mechaper, he needs Yisurim to be mechaper. That's what the Rambam writes in Hilchas Tshuva. That might be a nafkamina between the Rambam and the Ravid. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up at the Mishnah tomorrow. Everyone have a wonderful day and a wonderful Shabbos.